continuing our discussion of Hilchot Yichud, I want to look today at the question of Yichud in a lift or an elevator. Is there a problem of Yichud in going to a lift with a person of the other sex? So this is sort of a modern problem, but it's actually not all that recent, and it was discussed by the poskim of the previous generation. There's a tshuva in the Minchat Yitzchak, Chelek Dalad, Simon Sadikei, in Igrot Moshe, Evan Ha'ezer, Chelek Dalad, Simon Samachei, Seif Tet Zayin, the Tzitz Eliezer has the tshuva, Chelek Vav, Simon Mem, Perek Kaf Bet, and they all permit it for various reasons. Rav Osher Weiss also has a tshuva on the subject in Minchat Asher, Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Vav, and his primary question is there a shear for Isur Yichud? Meaning, is there a minimum period of time that a couple would need to be secluded for in order to say that they've transgressed the prohibition, and that if they're together for anything less than that time, then they haven't transgressed the prohibition of Yichud? And his opinion, based on the Minchat Yitzchak and others, is that there is a minimum period of time. It's what's known in Shas and the Poskim as Shiur Tumah, meaning the amount of time that's needed for a couple to be sexually intimate, because he holds that the reason for the Issur Yichud is to prevent people from having illicit sexual relations. And how long is that Shiur Tumah? So just as with a Kazayit and a Raviyit, there are different opinions as about what the Shiur is. And Dayan Weiss, he opined that it's 5 minutes. And on this point, Rav Osher Weiss expressly argues with Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, who held that the Shiur is far shorter, because he held that the Issur Yichud is not just to prevent full intimacy, but also chibuk v'nishuk, meaning any form of affectionate physical contact. Whereas Rav Osher Weiss and most poskim say, you know, it's to do with actually preventing illicit sexual intimacy. And Rav Osher Weiss also makes an interesting chiluk between a situation which is never going to be Shiur Tumah, which he says is permitted, and a situation which could be Shiur Tumah, which he says is prohibited. What does he mean by that? So, for example, getting into a lift, the period of seclusion is never going to be 5 minutes. Even the elevator ride from the ground floor to the 86th floor of the Empire State Building only takes a minute. So therefore, there's no Issur Yichud in such a situation, because the doors are definitely going to open before the 5 minutes are up. That's different to a couple, a man and a woman, going into a room and locking the door and staying there for, say, 2 minutes. In that case, even though they weren't secluded for Shiur Tumah, nevertheless, there is an Issur Yichud. Why? Because they could potentially be there for 5 minutes. So Lamasa, whilst one might wonder if there is a Yichud problem in a lift, Dayan Weiss and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Chaim David Halevi and Rav Osher Weiss and others, they all said that it's permitted and there's no problem. Ad kan.